Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, people, and we back at it. Welcome to the Sports Scene Show. I'm your host, Ian Mackey, and this is my homeboy, my ace boom coon, my right-hand man, R-Man Jones. R-Man, say what's up to the people out there.
What's going on, people? How y'all doing today?
All right. Vance, we got some very, very interesting Olympic news today. Man, it happened less than an hour ago. The U.S. beat Spain 82-76. Vance, I was worried. This was by far the hardest competition. I felt for Team USA, man. I felt like, you know, Spain started off losing in the preliminary group. They lost their first two games. Then all of a sudden, Spain found who they really were, and they started bawling. Then the U.S. struggled a little bit. They couldn't. They still were beating teams. They didn't lose the game yet. But then they had some struggles, and then they balled the last game, and then all of a sudden they beat Argentina. Then they played Spain. And we know Spain played the USA tough. And they played them tough. It was a hard-fought match, hard-fought game, but the U.S. came out on top, man. The U.S. came out on top.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed with the U.S., man. Really, I figured the U.S. will come out and dominate every game, so I'm kind of disappointed in them keeping the – I mean, the game's been too close to me. They've been – like you say, they came out playing pretty good, but they struggled the last couple of games until they played Argentina. And this game, it just wasn't the blowout that I'm used to with the Olympic team. I'm looking for all NBA players to come out and blow people out. That's what I'm used to, and
man,
that's what
know,
I was looking for this year.
Man, the NBA players, you know, they was like that Beyonce. They was feeling themselves, you know what I'm saying, for the ladies who listen to the show. They're feeling themselves too much, man. So, you know, sometimes you get overconfident. As my dad said, you start smelling your own pee. You start thinking that you're bigger and badder than what you really are. And you struggle, and that's what happened. And that's what happened to Team USA. More than anything, they were smelling their own pee, man. They thought they were ahead of the curve, and they really weren't. And the other teams got players, too. Other teams, they put their pants on the same way. And USA just thought they were going to lay down. These other countries, they ain't going to just lay down for you. They don't like us anyway. They were so superior. They don't like us anyway. So, you know, it hindered on the fact that the U.S. players didn't come out and play as hard.
I understand that they're not going to lay down for us, but we are supposed to be so superior that we don't need them to lay down. We still supposed to beat them 20, 30 points every game. So that's, like I said, that's what I was looking for. So I'm kind of disappointed a little bit. I understand the USA team hadn't been together that long. The team been playing for years and years and years together. But I was just looking for a better showing, though. That's all.
All right, Vance, we got other Olympic news, man. Ryan Lochte, the swimmer, after they swimming matches, I mean, after their meet or whatever you want to call the swimming matches, him and a couple of guys went out, you know, blow off some steam, you know, because you deserve it. You win some gold medals. You practice hard. It's time to play hard. If you work hard and you practice hard, so him, Lochte, Gunnar Benz and Jack Conger, they went out, you know what I'm saying, enjoyed themselves night, met up with some young ladies also, went to a party, had a good time, as grown men should. Well, on the way back, when they got back to Olympic Village, Lochte told his mom, man, we got robbed. Someone had put a gun to our head, a gun pointed, and I said, no, we got right. They said a cop car, a guy that said they were cops, pulled up with no cop car, just with a badge, and said, hey. And come to find out, none of the story was true. None of what Ryan Lochte said was true. What really happened, he went to a gas station, tried to use the restroom, vandalized the gas station. The security guard at the gas station said, hey, you need to pay for what you just vandalized. And then all of a sudden, Ryan Lochte goes back to Olympic Village saying, hey, they took my phone, and he had his phone in his hand with video surveillance showing, and he was really being a drunk man. Some people say, he's young, he's 32. Ain't nothing young about him. They said Tamar Rice was drunk, the kid in Ohio. No, you're not going to tell me, people out here calling Ryan Lochte a 32-year-old man. He's just a kid, he's just a young man, being a single young man. No. That young man in America going to jail. But you want to give him a pass because he's Caucasian and he's Olympian. No. And then he tried to give some BS apology today talking about, you know, when you're in a foreign country and there's a language barrier, it's hard and everybody played the part. No, you played the part. You lied and said someone put a gun to your head and took money in your cell phone, which wasn't true at all. You lied, tried to make yourself look good when the evidence showed and the women that they were messing with that night, because they did whatever they're going to do with those women, and they left. And the women wanted to spend more time with them. You know how it happens when you stick and move with these women out here, man. Not to say you know personally, but you know how women can be vindictive. And told the cops a different story than what Ryan Lochte told them. So, Vance, well, how do you feel about Ryan Lochte? And what it does is it takes the glamour away from the Olympics, because now we're talking about this instead of what's happening at the Olympics, and it makes America look bad. See, privileged white man, say what he want, do what he want, and not get in trouble for it.
Well, I just think it's a joke. Ryan Lochte, like you said, he went out with his friends. They partying. I'll just excuse my voice, too. I'm kind of hoarse. But they partying all night. I mean, they vandalized a bathroom. And when he get back to the Olympic Village, he tell his mom, which his mom put the story out first. So I guess he had to tell his mom something for coming in so late, like he a baby, like he a kid. I mean, fabricating the story. Yeah, 32 years old. Hey, mama, I was out. As a matter of fact, I ain't got to tell you I was out. He 32 years old, coming in late. Man, whatever, man. If he wouldn't have made the story, if she wouldn't have reported it, and if he wouldn't have went back and told her, they would have just swept this on the rug. But now they're making it a big to-do, you know. Now, I mean, he got to face some kind of consequence. So I don't know what's going to happen to Ryan Lochte. I just say, you know, just tell the truth, man. Anything go on, you just tell the truth. And matter of fact, at 32 years old, I ain't got to tell you nothing, though.
You ain't got to tell nobody nothing. Grown man, I ain't got to tell you nothing. You ain't got to tell nobody you're a grown man, because you're a grown man. If I want to go out and mess with these women and stick and move and not show them no love after I stick and move, then that's my business. But if I come home or if I come at the Olympic Village, I ain't even at home. I'm in a dorm room in the Olympic Village. Hey, Mom, I'm grown. I'm 32 years old. Don't worry about what time I come in. I was out here sticking and moving. Don't worry about that. But we're going to digress, get back to what we were supposed to be talking about. Man, NFL season almost here. We've been breaking down the conference since we broke down one, the NFC South. Now we're going to keep it down south because, you know, Vance lived down south. And I know why he horse. He was cheering for RG3 last night. But now we're about to break it down the AFC South. Man, AFC South, he got the Colts. The Jaguars.
That's right.
The Tennessee Titans. And the Houston Texans. Man, let's talk about this AFC South. Let's start with the Houston Texans. Man, they got Osweiler, Super Bowl champion, backup quarterback to Peyton Manning. And then you got J.J. Watt, the man, the myth, the legend, one of the greatest defensive players of all time. You got Hopkins. ACC country, Clemson, doing his thing. Man, how you feel about the Texans this year, man? Tell me what you pick.
Well, like you say, the Texans had J.J. Watt, and they got Hopkins. Two players from the Texans I really want to pay attention this year. I want to see what Brian Osweiler is going to do. And is Javion Clowney going to ever live up to the hype that he had coming out of Clemson? Those are two people I want to see. We know what Watt's going to do. We know what Hopkins can do if he gets the ball. I just really want to see what Brian Osweiler, can he under pressure of being the main man this year, and is Clowney going to ever live up to the hype. If they do that, the rest of the defense, I think their defense are pretty good. Offensive-wise, they got good wide receivers. They just replaced their running back, but it all lies on the quarterback, Brock Osweiler. So he's going to go, the team is going to go as far as he takes them, because we know the defense is solid. But they've been needing offense for years. They've been needing a quarterback. They had everything kind of in place except a quarterback. So if Brian Osweiler can live up to his hype, they might be all right teams. What you think?
Well, they got Lamar Miller. They added a key piece. I feel Lamar Miller can help them, especially catching ball at the backfield after they lost Aaron Foster, who was injured a lot. I mean, but the AFC South is just different. Like we always say, we're going to do the quarterback thing. Like, we got Andrew Luck. He's number one. Then after Andrew Luck, You really got Blake Bortles. I think Blake Bortles is the second quarterback, or he's one of the young quarterbacks in the NFL that people should look out for. Then you got Mariota, and then you got Osweiler. Even though Osweiler is Super Bowl champion, He is fourth on the list. But that ain't a bad list to have in the NFL. A lot of teams want these young quarterbacks, and these young quarterbacks are really good, especially Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles jumped leaps and bounds. Of course, he got weapons, but, I mean, the AFC South is full of young QBs, and down the line, they're going to be like the NFC East. They're going to be like that conference, one of the best conferences in football. I got a feeling in the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to see battles in the AFC South, and people are like, this is one of the best conferences in the NFL, I promise you. But I don't see the Texans doing too much this year, only because you got Osweiler, new quarterback. I feel like they don't really have all the pieces they need defensively. I know Clowney is there. I know J.J. Watt is going to dominate, but I don't know what Clowney is going to do. I don't know what their secondary is going to do. But offensively, they're still going to struggle. Like, J.J. Watt can only do so much. He can only carry the load for so much. I think they're going to be that team in the AFC South. Like, you had this great player for a long time that just couldn't get any other pieces on his team. Like Peyton Manning. He's going to be the Peyton Manning of defense. Like, Peyton Manning just needs more help. Needs more help. And
well,
then sooner or later, Peyton Manning
really
got Edgar, Marvin, Reggie.
You really can't say that.
It's going to take some time.
Houston has players. They have players. They got Brian Cushing. Another player I want to see. I want to see what he's going to do. I want to see how they're going to use Braxton Miller. Is Braxton Miller going to have a good year this year? I know he's a rookie. I know it's really going to be his second year playing wide receiver. But Braxton Miller is a dynamic player. And I want to see how they're going to use him on the team. I mean, if you look at them far defensively, their front four is pretty good. Their linebackers are straight. If Clowney plays really good, I don't see really that many holes in defense because if you get the front four rushing, their cornerbacks don't have to hold them in so long. So I think they're pretty good on the defense side of the ball. It's just what they're going to do on offense. And that's what the Texans
are going to
do is offense.
I got them going 8-8. I don't think they know better or no worse than they were last year. I got them going 8-8.
Right now I got them going 9-7.
Oh, man.
That's why I stand Vince. With the
team. All right. Vince, now we're going to break down the Jacksonville Jaguars. Vince, this is my sleeper of a team this year. This is the team. This is their time. This is their time to start. You know all these draft picks. It's time to cash in some of these chips. You got Blake Bortles, Hearns. You got some talent out there. You got Allen. You got Julius Thomas. You got Chris Ivory. You got T.J. Yeldon. You got Denard Robinson. Man, listen, it is time for the Jacksonville Jaguars to start getting it defensively. They added some young pieces. That rookie last year who was hurt, he's coming back this year. Man, they can just bring that defense along. They got a lot of young players. Bring that defense along. Jacksonville can make some noise, man. I really got a good feeling about Jacksonville. I like the team. Shout out to my cousin, Sheldon Day, play down there. You know what I'm saying? Mud love, mad love. But, man, and it's not because he's playing down there. I've always liked Jacksonville. I think they got talent. But I feel like the Colts have had a weak division for so long. But sooner or later, some of these teams are going to start to draft well, start to hit on some of their draft picks. Blake Bortles was a hit. T.J. Yeldon was a hit. Allen Hurns was a hit. You know, these guys, and then free agent Julian Thomas. I mean, bringing in a couple of free agents and hitting on your draft pick are key to a young franchise. And this is a really young franchise who we may see for years to come.
Yeah, man, I think Jacksonville is going to open up too. Their offense, they played pretty good last year behind Blake Bortles and Hearn. But like you said, I want to see what they're going to do on defense. Fowler's coming back. You know, he was hurt last year. They drafted well at defense. They got Jalen Ramsey. He's out with an injury. I don't know how long he's out for. Miles Jack, he's a good linebacker from UCLA. He's out for a while. But when they get the team back, the core team back, they got Chris Ivory running back along with T.J. Yeldon. Like you said, they got Julius Thomas. And when they get their core, their whole team back, I think this is going to be a team to be reckoned with. And they also, one other player I would like to see what he does, Nick Marshall from Auburn. He played quarterback for Auburn for the last couple of years. He's a defensive back. I want to see how he transferred to defense and, you know, how is that going to go for him playing alongside of just the whole defense. They have a pretty good defense, and I just want to see I don't think Jacksonville is gonna make that big jump like everybody say. I think Jacksonville probably gonna be like a Miller Rose team at 8-18 this year. But
no.
I can see the progress.
Nah, hey, listen to this number. 10-6.
I knew you were gonna say that. I'm not sold on. Hey, look, hey, I stayed in Jacksonville for a year, and I saw what the team did over the last couple of years, and I'm not sold quite yet on Jacksonville. I think they got another year or two before they get to be that 10-6, at the 10-6 mark.
Hey,
now, I may be wrong. Jacksonville might be.
They finessed me. They finessing me right now. What they did the last 3 years with this team, they have finessed me to a point where, hey, Blake Bortles finessed me. To say, hey, they 10-6, because I don't feel like they're are they better than the Texans? Yes. Are they better than Titans? Yes. The only team they got to compete with is the Colts. To me,
okay,
they got
okay.
The quarterback and the quarterback is key. Blake Bortles been 4 years, three years in the system, 3 years in the system, and he's starting to hit. Last year he had a lot of comebacks, points wise, especially fantasy points wise. He hit a lot. He had a lot of comebacks last year. He can take off. He's mobile. 2 years in the – he had 3 years in the system. Oswald the first year in the system. Mariota the second year in the system with a new quarterback. I mean, with a new coach. So you got a new coach who's really trying to get acclimated to you. You got your second-year quarterback, and then you got the coach who got Andrew Luck, who's the best quarterback in the division, one of the best quarterbacks in football, but their offensive line will get to the coach in a second. I'm jumping ahead of myself. But I'm telling you, 10-6. 10-6 in the AFC South for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm just not sold on the wide receiver core. Allen Robinson, huh? And now they're moving Dante Robinson back, Denard Robinson, to wide receiver. I'm just not really sold on Marlon Moore and Marquise Lee going to do. It's a lot of questions. And it's just a lot of questions on that offense to me. Like I said, even though, like I said, you got T.J. Yeldon and Chris Ivory, those are just names, really. I mean, because really T.J. Yeldon hadn't really produced in the league yet. Blake Bortles has had some end of the – his last couple games of the season looked pretty good. But I'm looking at the whole year. I'm just not sold on Jacksonville yet. I think they up and coming team maybe a year or two, 10-6. But right now, 8-8, 7-9, that's what I'm going to give them.
Hmm. Okay, all right. Well, now we got to head to Tennessee. Tennessee, get your Jack Daniels ready. Get your Tennessee honey ready because we head to Tennessee to hang out with the Tennessee Titans. Man, young coming team, they got a couple years. I ain't too much sold on what Tennessee do, but you know what I like about Tennessee? They got really two good running backs. They got DeMarco Murray, and boy, do they got Chris Henry. And I'm telling you, they traded – Green Beckham, and you know I thought that he could have been a key piece for them, but for some odd reason he ain't clicking. He ain't clicking with the coaches. He ain't clicking with the offense. So they got rid of him, traded him to the Eagles for offensive lineman. Man, how you feel about Tennessee, man?
Right now, looking at Tennessee Titans, like you said, they got two great running backs right now. You got DeMarco Murray. You know what he did in Dallas. He didn't have a great year in Philadelphia last year, but he was in the wrong system. He was in the wrong kind of system. And he looked better in his last preseason game. He looked more comfortable with the Titans this year. You know what Mariota can do. He's consistent. You know he can take off with the ball. Like you said, though, Delonte Walker's a great tight end. Wide receiver, though, Trey Green Beckham. I don't know. You relying on Kendall Wright and Hunter. I don't know. I don't see what the Titans after the running back. And if the offensive line ain't blocking good, I really don't see the Titans really doing anything this year. They probably, you know, 3 or 4 years off. They got Dexter McCluster coming out of the backfield. But other than that, though, defense, they have Brian Arakpo. Brian Arakpo really hadn't had a good year.
He ain't done nothing since he was wild.
That's why he ain't had a good year. They got decent cornerbacks. They got Kevin Dobbs. I mean, young. They got young talent that hasn't been proven yet in the NFL. So I just don't feel like the Titans gonna be doing it.
And they still rebuilding their offensive line. I just feel like the Titans, if they win anything, they win four games. They still a lottery team. They still a draft lottery team.
Well, yeah, the NFL don't have a lottery.
They're still drafting
high. I think next year they'll be drafting high again, though. I really don't see the Titans winning many games. You give them four, I give one of them. I'm going to give them five wins. I think Mariota, he's going to show some kind of improvement, but it's not enough to get his team over the hump. I think they need some better wide receivers. Like I said, they need to fix the offensive line. Like you said, we got two good running backs. You have a good wide receiver in Kendall Wright. And Justin Hunter, he's pretty good. You have Andre Johnson. But I still think that the team as a whole is not there yet. It's not even, you know, on a cusp of there. They probably 3-4 years away. So I give them five wins this year. That's all I got for the Titans. I give them five.
Okay. All right. Man. We're going back to Indiana, because that's where my baby's from. Hey, man, Indianapolis Colts, man, they got Andrew Luck, man. They got some pieces, man. They got, man, Indiana, the best team in AFC South. You got T.Y. Hilton. Take it. I'm not a Colts fan. They got rid of Kobe Flynn, which I thought was a good move, you know. Indiana, man, the best team in the AFC South for a very long time. And I feel like they haven't took advantage of it. But as long as Tennessee been bad, Jacksonville been bad, Texans ain't had a quarterback, I feel like they should have run shot over the whole division, but not get hurt, make their team better, then come playoff time, since you ain't getting whooped up on in your division, because that's what hurts a lot of teams, because you're battling that division. You're fighting tooth and nail like the Ravens and Steelers, fighting tooth and nail, two games, one in there, and the division is tough, and you're fighting tooth and nail trying to win these games. But the Colts have had a weak division for so long, and they still ain't fixed the offensive line. The Colts, for the longest time, couldn't stop the run, or couldn't run the ball. The last time they had a really good runner, you know who that was? Edgerrin James and Joseph Addai. Where is Joseph Addai today? You know? So, they still ain't found a good running back. Yeah, they got Frank Gore. But Frank Gore, 175 years old. 175 years old. I remember Frank Gore when he was behind Clinton Porter. That's you. I just feel like the Colts, if you don't come with it for the next couple of years, keep dressing well, the AFC South is breathing down your neck. If you don't see it, they on your bumper. They ain't that far. They ain't a mile or 2 miles back that you can't see them in your rearview mirror. They on your bumper. The Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they are on your bumper. You ain't got that much time to be playing around with your quarterback. And another thing, let me get this off my chest. People talk about Andrew Luck and RG3. I'm a big RG3 fan. You know, he's with the Browns now. But people are like, oh, Andrew Luck, 6-some, 200-some pounds. He can take these hits. Man, what you don't want is your quarterback taking these hits, because sooner or later, that chipping at that armor, you keep taking them hits and hits. His head up. I don't care if you're 6'4", 350, or 6'1", 180. Yes, you may fall down at 180 quicker, but sooner or later, hits add up. And if you can hit at the wrong area, at the wrong time, at the wrong angle, you can be out. And that's what happened to Andrew Luck last year. The hits add up. You can't keep letting your quarterback keep taking those hits like that. And they did a good job by drafting an offensive lineman from Alabama. They did a good job by mixing the offensive lineman. They got to do a better job with calling the plays, getting more runs, and just slowing the pace down and not making Andrew Luck take those big, long shots down the field where the offensive line can't protect him. But the key for the Colts, the key is protecting your quarterback and take your investment. You paying this man $100 million. Buy for him. That's what you're paying him to do.
Yeah. One thing about the Colts, like you said, they don't have too much longer for the rest of their conference. Catch up with them. The Texans are on the up and up. Jacksonville on the up and up. Andrew Luck, supposedly, you know, you say he's one of the best quarterbacks. I'm really not sold on Andrew Luck yet. But, you know, the offensive line, they need to show up the offensive line, give him time so he can throw the ball, get the ball to T.J. T.Y. Hill. Dante Moncrief coming up, I think he's up and coming. Wide receiver, I want to see what he's going to do this year. But he needs time to get the ball to Moncrief. They do have, they have Bray from Auburn. I think they got him this year. He's a speedster, a deep threat, just like kind of like T.J. White Hill did. I want to see what he's going to do. The one thing about the Colts, they always had the offense. They always had the offense. But what about the defense? The defense, the defense of the Colts, what are they going to do? I mean, you got Robert Mathis. Robert Mathis is getting kind of old there. I mean, he's been in the league for a long time. I don't know how many years, but I know he's been there for a while. Mike Adams, he's kind of old there at playing at safety. They got a couple of young linebackers in Morrison. But I just want to know what is the defense going to do this year. I'm not sold on the coach defense, the offensive line, the run game. They need to get, you know, they need to keep a balanced offense so they keep the defenders off the quarterback. I just don't think the Colts are really the team that they're supposed to be. And until they get a better offensive line, until Luck plays better, I don't really think the Colts are going to do nothing. Yeah, they make the playoffs. But after that, they make the playoffs, maybe make the division, championship, but they're not the Super Bowl contender to me. They're just a flashing pain to me. I just don't see the Colts really doing it. They might win 10. They might win 11 games this year. But
I got to play out 11. I got to win in 11.
Yeah, because they're in a weak division. But other than that, once they get out of the division, they're really not going to do anything. They never do anything. I mean, that's the one year they won the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. Other than that, the Colts always had his high power offense with no real defense. You have a couple of, you know, good defense in play, you know, here and there, but they never really have a solid defense to stand by. So I 10-6, 11-5, that's why I see the Colts going this year.
Yeah, I got to win 11 games only because, you know, they're gonna be one better. They're gonna be one game better than Jacksonville. They're still that. They still got a look. That's why everybody on their bumper. They ain't next to them. They ain't a car link ahead of them. They ain't a car link behind them. They just on their bump. They ain't see themselves up. But the Colts gonna win that division. They still got Dwayne Allen. I mean, they got some. I still feel like they're gonna outscore you because they defense until they prove me otherwise. Can't stop the run and are gonna be. They're gonna have chances to get beat with the long ball. I mean that's what happens. They make mistakes. Like the Colts don't do too. They don't do enough to win. It's like you can get a C. They like getting C's. They like getting B's sometimes. But for that A, nah. And if Grigson, the GM, don't make this team a Super Bowl team in the next 2 years, he gone. Chuck Dono, gone. They need to go. Because if you do not push this team to the championship game, at least to the championship game, you ain't got to beat the Patriots. If you can't push this team to the championship game, we got to start over. You can't waste these years with Andrew Luck. I think Andrew Luck is a really good quarterback. I'm not going to say he's in the stratosphere of Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. But if he keep having good years and not throw picks and make mistakes, man, the guy could be really good. He could be the new generation, next big guy.
The next big guy. You saw the next big guy last year, Cam Newton. That's the next big guy. Until Luck can show me a consistent year, I mean, without throwing all these interceptions, like you say, they talking about his offensive line, but he's still throwing the ball, though. So, you know, the offensive players ain't throwing the ball. He's throwing the ball. So, until he can just show me a consistent year, I really can't put Luck in that top tier like everybody wants him to be. I understand he's supposed to be the next man up, but I don't really think he's there. I don't even know if he's in the second tier.
He's second tier.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good year his rookie year. So did RG3, though. So what do you think?
That's true. I just feel like the time is now. AFC South only going to get stronger. Now's the time. So, Vance.
Well.
We killed it today, man. You a little horse. You a little sick. But you fought through it like a champ. Like a real trooper.
Oh, the show must go on. Show must go on.
Like a real trooper. So what we're going to do is we're going to leave y'all alone. So peace out. Follow me on Twitter, SlongU, at SlongU, SLOAN, the letter U. Instagram, all of the above. Follow us. Vance going to get a Twitter. Next show, we're going to find a Twitter handle for Arvin Owens. He's going to get a Twitter. He's going to tell people, and then we're going to have people following him, and then he's going to be out here. Vance going to finally be on social media because he's too young to not have social media. We're not here for it. So peace and love. Holler at y'all later. We out.